Because his student visa expired more than 3 decades ago, Jens Søring is being deported. But first, he was sent to a detention center run by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE.
Thank you for calling Farmville Detention Center.
We called to see when Søring might be headed home and got this recording.
To leave a message, you must have a prepaid account and know the resident's ID.
We didn't know Søring's ID and had no account, nor did the recording say how we might get one, so we moved up the food chain.
Office of Detention and Removal Operations in Richmond, Virginia.
There, a recorded line informed us that we could dial our party's extension at any time, but we didn't have a party.
If you need further assistance, please press 0 followed by the pound sign.
And so we moved up again.
You have reached the Department of Homeland Security, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Washington Field Office.
This message lasted about 2.5 minutes and offered 7 options, including a promise of information on someone in ICE custody.
To hear location and contact information for detention facilities housing ICE detainees in Virginia, please press 2.
You have been forwarded to a voicemail system. However, the mailbox of the person at 6254 is full. Transferring to an attendant. One moment, please. A valid attendant number has not been specified. Your session cannot be continued at this time. Please try again later.
We did, sitting through the message again until we reached this intriguing option.
If you are calling from a congressional office or for media inquiries, please press 6.
That selection is not recognized. Please make another choice.
That left option 7 for all other inquiries.
You have been forwarded to a voicemail system. However, the mailbox of the person at 6321 is full. Transferring to an attendant. One moment, please. A valid attendant number has not been specified. Your session cannot be continued at this time. Please try again later. Goodbye.
Maybe this telephone misadventure is a sign that ICE is understaffed and underfunded. It is holding or keeping tabs on over 130,000 undocumented people on any given day. But when we finally reached a public affairs specialist for the agency, we learned it had 20,000 employees and a budget of $8.8 billion. The spokeswoman sent an email but didn't respond to our request for an interview. She said she could not tell when Søring might be released, but indicated that, on average, it takes just over a month to deport a detainee. I'm Sandy Houseman.